Nebu Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the We Real Cool film series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, As Time Goes By in Shanghai, showing Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. As Time Goes By in Shanghai tells the story of Shanghai's Peace Old Jazz Band, performing together since 1980. Aged between 65 and 87 years, many of them have been playing jazz since the 1940s and have seen the world transform. From the Japanese occupation and the Cultural Revolution to capitalism on overdrive, the band members have seen the many faces of China and withstood government's suspicion of jazz. Again, that's As Time Goes By in Shanghai, Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO, KBOO Portland Community Radio. Coming up next, it's Art Focus.
The music playing is Inasola Dub by DJ Mad from Portland's label Zam Zam Sounds, and this is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. I'm your host today, Andre Middleton, and my guest is Christina Hart. But first, some local art news. Coming up next Wednesday, May 24th, at Holocene, Glenn Waco has returned with We Take Holocene 3. He's got three amazing female artists with him: Aaliyah Zinn, Blossom, Karma Riviera, and Vitel. It's going to be a great show. I got to go to last year's We Take Holocene 2. It was on fire. They had some amazing special guests. They had some people show up. It was a lit night, so hopefully you all can go check it out. In addition to that, Tennessee Williams' iconic Pulitzer Prize-winning play, A Streetcar Named Desire, is an exquisite study of the unraveling of Blanche DuBois and the fading Southern Belle. This is now playing at the Portland Center Stage through June 19th. June 19th at Portland Center Stage. Over the course of one hot, sultry New Orleans summer, Blanche's fragile facade slowly crumbles as he meets her match in the rough-hewn and hyper-masculine Stanley, who is determined to expose her for what she really is. This production at Portland Center Stage boasts a diverse cast with many people of color, so please go check it out. KBOO is pleased to be a media sponsor for the Friends of Noise launch party this Sunday at the Los Prados Event Hall in St. John's, doors at 5:30. A great lineup of youth and adult acts headlined by the Doodoo Funk All-Stars. In the face of Portland's rising rents and many venues closer, Friends of Noise is a dedicated group that celebrates and aims to preserve Portland's vibrant and diverse arts culture scene by hosting and supporting all-age music programming. One of the great things about this show is the lineup. Like I said, we've got the Doodoo Funk All-Stars, Neo Geo, Drex Porter, and Gem Dynasty. And the great part of this is that both Drex Porter and Gem Dynasty are youth performers. So that's going to be a great all-age show. Well, like I said earlier, today my guest is Christina Hart. Christina, please give us a little background about yourself, please.
Well, I just started doing art for fun, mainly, kind of tinkering around. I've always had craftiness and creativity in my life since growing up. So it kind of just started as that, and it's kind of just grown, and I've been more focused on doing the paper cutting and kind of sticking to one thing and hanging art and hoping other people enjoy it.
Nice. So it sounds like you're self-taught.
Yes.
Outstanding. I love those. The world's got a lot to teach us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Great. So when did you discover your need to be an artist? Something that you started developing as a child, high school, college?
Yeah, you know, I've always done it as a child. My grandma and aunts and mom have been doing art and crafts for as long as I can remember. So I've always had it. And then kind of just, I think, just kind of realized that I needed a little bit more alone time. And that's where this really came up, is just like, I want some time to focus and relax and do my own thing. And the paper cutting came out of that.
Great. For those who are listening, please go visit the KBOO FM Art Focus page, because there are some pictures of her work. And I'm going to allow Christine to actually describe, what do you do?
Most of the time, my work is based on plants and leaves, the patterns. And I'm a little OCD, so I do like to do the symmetry, where I will take an image and flip it in Illustrator, and then kind of tool around with it in there, and then I will print it out and then cut from that.
Now, you mentioned Illustrator. Do you use some sort of die cut or some sort of machine to make your cuts?
Absolutely not. It's all hand cut. It's all hand cut. But if I use the Illustrator and it's laid out perfectly, then I know my cuts will be pretty close when I do the mirroring, yeah.
Nice. Now, I've been a friend of Chrissy on Facebook for quite some time. So whenever she makes a new design or a new piece, she puts it up there. It's almost like a virtual gallery.
Get
people to see your work. And the work is exquisite. I love what you said about symmetry.
Mm-hmm.
There's one particular piece that I like called White Rabbit that almost has a mandala quality to it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of time. How long does it take you to make some of the more intricate cuts?
White Rabbit probably was about 13 hours, but I don't sit and do 13 hours worth of work.
Good.
I do have a full-time job, so I'll do it, you know, in bits and pieces throughout the day or before work or after work. And then on my days off, I do probably about 8 hours of work.
Nice.
In my studio.
No. Do you mind me asking, what kind of paper do you use? I mean,
it's a, I have used Tyvek, which is almost a fabric paper that does not tear.
Okay.
Right now I'm using a Bristol vellum, and it's the softest one that is more substantial, has more firmness to it.
Okay.
That I really like.
Nice. Obviously there's a technical component to your work. A lot of detail, a lot of repetition,
a
very fine cut. How has your aesthetic evolved as your technical expertise has grown over the years?
Lines have gotten way smaller. I've looked at my work from when I started about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And the lines were a lot larger, a lot sloppier. And now, yeah, I think my hand has gotten steadier and more in tune to keeping it straighter and just little spaces.
She's a paper surgeon, people. She's a paper surgeon. Another thing that I like about your work is there's a whimsy to your work. That's dare I say, we're referencing White Rabbit, going down the rabbit hole. There's a lightness, there's a fun to it. What do you think has shaped your creative outlook?
Probably my upbringing. I've just always kind of been a little bit more daydreamy, fantasy type person. Mm-hmm. Daydreaming for sure, yes. I will catch myself drifting off even at work.
Nice. Now, can you give our folks a website of where they can find your work before I forget?
I have a website. It's www.harpydesigns.com.
Okay.
I am on Instagram and then on Facebook.
Nice.
As well.
Nice. So there is a wide way of finding your work. I actually was looking at the Harpy Design page earlier this week, and I noticed that you also do, I saw things that looked like there were paint on glass and frames. Can you describe what those were?
Yeah, I do multiple layered stencils on the back of glass, and I use spray paint for that. It's kind of hard to do it out in my studio in the wintertime because it's a little cold.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to go and do spring cleaning out there and start that up again. Hopefully for my show for June and July at the observatory, I will have more spray paint up.
Nice.
I'll have it mixed with the paper as well.
Nice. Now, are you using airbrush, spray paint cans, can you go a little bit about that process?
I'm currently using Montana spray paint. It's the best. It sticks, it dries fast. And the colors are amazing.
Yeah, no. There's a piece on your website called Three Hearts.
Yes.
That is incredible. Incredible. Reminds me of this. Reminds me of like an old urn where it's like multi-dimensional.
And yes, it was one of my favorites. I probably should not have sold that one.
Well, you got to get it out there.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Your art needs to be living its life in the world. And so obviously someone else fell in love with it.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing. So speaking of that, who's been drawn to your work? I mean, have you discovered that there's a particular type of person? That
no, not you? Really. I've had older people, younger people, in between. Yeah.
Nice.
Just a little bit of everybody.
A little bit of everybody. Nice. So you mentioned that you also work in spray painting on reverse on glass. Are you a purely solo artist? I mean, I guess, would you ever consider collaborating with anybody else?
So far, I've just done solo. I've been thinking about doing some collaboration with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of got to get the word out there and find the right match.
Nice.
You know?
Nice. Hey, if you're listening out there, world, you can go visit Heartbeat Designs. You can go check her out on Instagram. You can go check it out on Facebook. You might have a future collaborator right here in the studio today.
Yay!
I have to admit, when I saw your work, especially the paperwork, especially the work that was monochromatic, the amazing ability to get shade through weight and scale, multi-layered. It's not all just flat. You usually often have a lot of layers in your cutouts, don't you?
Yes. I have another piece that I'm planning on doing that I think will be all white, which is hard because I'm kind of a messy person. So I've got to keep my desk super clean, hands super clean.
Gotcha. No having lunch. No, yeah. No.
I know, yeah. Do not eat pizza while you're doing this.
Don't eat pizza while you're doing this. But I was going to say earlier, when I see your work, I could imagine like animation. There's a new movie out by Leica calling Kubo and the Two Strings. It's paper. It's stop motion animation. Stop animation.
Yeah.
I can totally see your work exploring that with paper. In addition to that, I thought about set designs.
I would love to do set design. Yeah.
You know, having like a theater with all the shifting planes of your work enlarged. I can only imagine what that would look like.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Right. Have you ever done anything with shadow boxes?
Yes, I have.
Well, please tell us about
that. Well, the piece that I will be working on for August will be a shadow box. It'll be a 12 by 12. And I want to incorporate the LED lights in there, in with the paper, so it'll kind of shadow through the paper.
Yeah.
And through the layers and create a lot more dimension to it.
Right. Now, are you doing this all yourself? I mean, I know we mentioned collaboration earlier, but this sounds like you're branching into new directions. Or do you have like an electrician working with you?
No, I wish I had somebody that knew a little bit more about LED. Because right now I'm just using the strip LED that I buy off of eBay.
Right.
But I recently got one that changes colors and whatsoever, but I'm just getting the easy ones now. If I knew how to do it better, then it could be even more awesome.
No doubt. So what's the scale of your work? I mean, again, you know, when you look at something online or in a picture, it's kind of hard to tell the scale, but are we talking like, you know, postage stamp?
No, most of them are about 12 by 12.
Okay.
Or 8 by 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot smaller.
Okay.
Especially for the spray paint, it's harder to do a large piece on glass with the fear of having it being broke.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
Then it would just be done.
Yeah, be done.
That's why the paper is nice, because even if your glass breaks, you still have your paper.
You still have your paper. Well, what's the largest piece you've done?
The largest piece is probably a 16 by 20.
Oh, do you remember? What was that?
Well, I've had multiples. I have a freehand cut one at home that's out of the Tyvek, and it still needs to be framed, and that one is paper. And then I've done multiple 16 by 20 spray paints.
Nice.
And then, yeah. And those are layered 2 or 3 panes of glass.
Nice. Now, did I see you brought something in with the studio today?
Yes.
Can I see that? Now, granted, you won't be able to see this, but I'm going to describe it for you because it's amazing. So what I'm seeing here, it almost looks like a bird.
That was just a freehand that I did.
Completely freehand.
I was doing so much symmetrical work and clean lines that I wanted to kind of branch out and do what I wanted.
Almost like a palate cleanser, perhaps.
Yep, absolutely. Get my hand back into doing the curves.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, I've used an X-Acto blade or two in the past, and the level of detail, I don't see any burrs, I don't see any chigs. I see a growth of the pattern over time, you know, as it goes from left to right, I see the exact same feather growing, I see leaves. It almost looks like a cornucopia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, no, it's
like a paisley.
Yeah, it's a quite implicit. You know, I'm actually going to have to take a picture of this and add this to our Facebook page, even though I know it's a work in progress, so it's kind of like a...
Yeah, not framed yet.
But. Not framed yet, but I'd love to show this with everybody once we're all done. It is really, really incredible. So I guess my first... I guess my next question is, if we got about maybe like maybe 5 or 10 minutes left, is how do you feel that your creativity in your work is fitting with the Portland scene? I mean, this has such a DIY aesthetic to it. How is what's happening in Portland as far as art, what kind of influence is it having on you? And how are you influencing Portland with your work?
Just kind of going out there and doing it. A lot of the stuff that I use is recycled paper.
Nice.
I have used recycled maps that work really well that I get locally and try to reuse. I like a lot of the tree and leaf base that I find, you know, out at work and out on walks to try to do that.
Speaking of recycling, have you been over to Scrap yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They've got some amazing maps.
That's where
over.
I got my maps.
I was about to say, when you said you recycled maps, I first thought of Scrap over there on, what's it like? It was like 18th and Burnside, 19th and Burnside?
I haven't been over to the new one yet. I need to go.
Yeah, they've got to.
Because I ran out of maps.
I am a total like scroungerholic when it comes to old recycled places like that.
Oh, yeah.
But back in the day, I used to place called Wacky Willie's in Northwest Portland. Oh, I lived there.
All those little electronic parts?
LEDs. I bet that if they were still there, you could probably find all the LEDs your heart would desire.
If I knew what to do with them.
So, wow, no, just amazing work. So so paper, do you incorporate folding? Is origami a part?
I started to try folding and curving of the paper. Have to find the right type of paper first, because like a cardstock does not work very well.
Okay.
Still kind of playing around with that, not too practiced in that yet.
Gotcha. I have to admit, all these ideas are rushing in my head, like lampshades.
The lampshades are next.
Those are next?
Yep, I have, just need to find the frame, and I've got a design. A friend wants me to do a map of Italy and section out the different wine countries.
Ooh.
For it, yes. And then she wants to project it and make it giant on a wall.
Nice. You might have to travel, do some research.
I know. That would be nice.
Yes, I'm going to walk the entire region of this area of Italy just so I could put it
on. Yeah, do you want me to do the Italy? I should probably go there and find it.
Yes. You know, you should apply for a RAC grant just for professional development, just to go to Italy to practice.
Yes, indeed.
You should totally do that.
Well, I would love to go find an internship, and I found one that was in Japan, and it was all paper-based.
Wow.
That would be amazing.
Wow. That's interesting. You mentioned Japan, because I have to admit, I thought about when I mentioned the Laika movie that's coming up, about how, you know, other countries like Japan have really created entire, you know, genres of art through paper. And it makes me think about how is getting into this medium, using this form, using these materials, impacted your aesthetic?
I've done a lot of research about Japan and their paper making. I would love to be able to make homemade paper and have different thicknesses of the paper and do that. And so I've done a lot of history research on kirigami, which is a part of paper cutting in Japan.
Nice.
And so, yeah, just research and kind of trial and error.
Right. Have you ever maybe melded your two mediums, spray painting on glass and paper, or maybe you're spray painting paper or maybe doing some sort of applique on the glass in addition to the spray paint?
I have done a little. I want to do a little bit more this summer. Do an outside frame with the spray paint and then have the paper shadowing in.
Nice.
Would be really nice.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, a lot of this work does remind me, oh my goodness, imagine stained glass.
Yes.
Ugh.
Well, I think I may have found a paint, too, that if I put it on the glass, it is transparent, but it still holds its color.
Nice.
So I've been playing with that, seeing how well this paint actually adheres to the glass and how long it would stay on the glass or if it's permanent. So
Right.
Because then you could do, I've got multiple windows at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could hang it in your window and the light would shine through.
That would be incredible. That would be amazing. Wow. No, I have to say, I have to admit, you know, when I first saw your work, I was struck by the simplicity and the form. But now I'm realizing that, You have just an infinite amount of possibilities you can do with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. An infinite amount of possibilities, yeah. Between different types of paper, different types of color, different types of shapes.
Paint. Adding in textiles.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. No, it's incredible. It's incredible. So so what's next for you? You mentioned you've got a gallery show coming up. Can you tell us more about the gallery?
I don't have a gallery show. I have a show. It's at the Observatory on 81st and Stark.
Okay.
It's a restaurant/bar.
Let's hear from Montevilla. Hey, any Montevilla people out there? No, Observatory is a great restaurant.
Awesome. Yes, I have hung there before, and I will be there June and July.
Okay.
And then currently I have a show up at Triumph Coffee Shop on 12th and Ash.
Okay.
That is until the end of May.
Okay. That's coming up. We got about a week and a half left, people. You want to get over there to 12th and Stark, you say?
12th and Ash, I believe.
12th
yeah.
And Ash.
And then after that, I believe I've got another lineup at a coffee roasting place.
Okay.
After that, nothing really.
Okay.
Hibernating and doing my art. So.
Well, folks, if you are listening to us right now, please take a moment. Go. Now, where can they find your work again?
HarpyDesigns.com.
Okay. And what's your handle on Instagram?
Instagram. It is also Harpy Designs. HarpyDesigns.
Okay. And on Facebook, do you have a separate art page? Or just
I do,
you?
But mainly it's on my personal one.
Okay.
And it's under Chrissy Hart.
Chrissy Hart.
Yes.
And that's with the C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E?
Yes.
Gotcha. Very much. Because I've been calling you Christina.
Christina's my given name.
That's your God-given name. Well, listen, folks, I'd like to thank Christina for coming and joining us today. It was a delight to meet you. Like I said, I've been following your work for a little while.
Thank you.
On Instagram. And it's a funny story. We've been trying to get to make this happen for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, for months. Especially how dedicated I am. I'm like, I was like, hey, when are you going to come back down? Oh, I got to get off time of work. So, hey, let's make it happen. So I'm so glad you're able to come in today.
Thank you so much.
Really, really happy to come in today. Well, folks, I just want to make sure that I remind you all of some going-ons around town. Don't forget that if you missed any part of this episode of Art Focus, you can find it on our show page at KBOO.FM/Art Focus, or you might even find a link on my Facebook page, which is called KBOO Art Focus on Facebook. You can find photos, links, as well as all the guest info on our show page and on Facebook. Once again, I want to make sure that I remind you that We Take Holocene 3 is going down at Holocene, Wednesday, May 25th, from 9 o'clock. It's all-female lineup. It's going to be an amazing set. Glenn Waco's going to be back in town for this. You all know Glenn Waco. Like I said, it's going to have Aaliyah Zinn, Blossom, Vitel, and Karma. It's going to be a great show. This is 21 and over. 21 and over. It's going to be a great show at Holocene. A Streetcar Named Desire with a super diverse cast. I was amazed when I clicked on the show page, the web page, and I saw all these black and brown people. That's going to be happening through June 19th at Portland Center Stage, right downtown at the Girding Theater in Northwest Portland. I hope you can all go and check that out. And last but not least, the Friends of Noise launch all-age concert is happening on May 22nd at the Los Parados Event Center in St. John's. We've got a great lineup there as well with Doodoo Funk All-Stars, Neo Geo of the Futuro Collective, Drex Porter, and Gem Dynasty. 5:30 doors, 6:30 show. Friends of Noise is a collective of artists and nonprofit types who want to revitalize the all-age music scene right here in Portland, Oregon. Music should not be just for people who are over 21. It should be for all ages. As you know, it's my goal to meet and introduce the listeners of KBOO to a broad spectrum of regional artists. If you're a visual artist in any medium, it could be paper, it could be painting, it could be ink, it could be dance, it could be film, it could be music, any medium, I'd love to have you on the show. Find us on Facebook at Art Focus, KBOO Art Focus. You can drop a note, post a picture, say, hey, Andre, I'd love to be in your show. We'd love to have you. Granted, I'm not on the show every week. I share the time with a great man by the name of Joseph Galavan. He's been a bit of a mentor, a big help to me. So once again, when I learn about residencies, grant deadlines, call for artists, you hear about it on this show. So like I said, it's my goal to share relevant information, not only to audiences, but artists alike. Well, as you can hear right now, we're going out to the music of Danny Skrilla from Portland's own Zam Zam Sounds. Thank you again for joining us on Art Focus on KBOO Radio. It's Andre Middleton. Take care and take peace. I'm out.
White Man Said Walk. The Teresa Rayford Disorderly Conduct Trial Show airs Wednesday, May 18th, 7 to 8 p.m. Here's Prosecutor Lowe trying to question Ms. Rayford.
It's probably more than fair to say that you are very upset by the fact that you were arrested, is that correct?
I'm not upset by the fact that I'm arrested. I'm a protester, so a lot of the reason that we protest is to communicate the inequities about what's happening. And the fact that I was arrested gives us that opportunity. Thank you.
That's White Man Said Walk, this Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. on KBOO, your community radio station.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the One Love World Music Party Cruise, Friday, May 27th on the Portland Spirit. Boarding takes place at 10:30 p.m. The One Love World Music Party Cruise features Portland reggae band Roots Revolution and DJ Solo Afrikaan and Dulla playing a mix of reggae, salsa, highlife, afrobeat, dancehall, R&B, hip-hop, reggaeton, funk, and more. This is a 21 and over event. Again, that's the One Love World Music Party Cruise, Friday, May 27th on the Portland Spirit. Boarding takes place at 10:30 p.m. on the west side of the Willamette River by the Salmon Street Fountain. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Muy buenas tardes, esto es Tania Gómez Daza para KBOO News. A continuación, un corte informativo en español para el día martes 17 de mayo. Ayer y hoy se llevan a cabo elecciones en 36 condados del estado de Oregón para elegir al candidato presidencial demócrata. Oregón parece ser el lugar perfecto para que el favorito sea Bernie Sanders, ya que Portland es el estado más progresista, así como la ciudad más poblada. Sin embargo, el resto del estado no lo es y una encuesta dio a conocer 15 puntos de ventaja por parte de Hillary Clinton. Sanders no se dice derrocado y confía: esta noche tendremos resultados. 11 personas fueron arrestadas este lunes en Carolina del Norte debido a las protestas por la ley antitransgénero, donde cientos de personas acudieron a la legislatura estatal como parte de esta acción para intentar derogar la ley conocida como HB2. Esta medida anula la protección a las personas LGBT y transgénero y las discrimina para usar el baño que coincida con lo que se les asignó en su certificado de nacimiento. En México, otro periodista fue asesinado en el estado de Veracruz. Manuel Torres, editor y jefe de noticias de MT, recibió un disparo en la cabeza el sábado pasado cuando volvía a su casa. Al menos 16 periodistas han sido asesinados en Veracruz desde 2010. Otros 3 han desaparecido. En Brasil, la Central Única de los Trabajadores, CUT, no reconoce golpistas como gobernantes. Rechazaron este lunes la invitación del presidente interino Michel Temer al Palacio del Plan Alto para discutir la inminente reforma del sistema de pensiones anunciada por el ministro de Hacienda, Enrique Meirelles. La CUT representa a unos 25 millones de trabajadores. Los gobiernos de Cuba y Estados Unidos acordaron este lunes diversas acciones a emprender en los próximos meses para cooperar en áreas de interés común como salud, agricultura, ambiente, meteorología y acciones contra el narcotráfico como parte de la normalización de las relaciones diplomáticas entre ambos países. Esto ha sido todo por el momento. Para más noticias nacionales e internacionales, escuche todos los días PM News en punto de las 5 de la tarde.
Does your employer have a matching gift program? Many companies offer a dollar-for-dollar matching charitable contribution for donations you make to KVU. The impact of your gift may be doubled or possibly tripled. Participating companies also match gifts made by retirees and or spouses. Matching gifts are a great way for you to maximize your membership dollars. Check with your company's human resources or accounting departments to find out if your employer matches charitable contributions. Then request a matching gift form. For more information on companies making matching gifts, go to kvu.fn/employer-matching.